latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Time for a look at Tuesday's front pages. Now we'll start with the Leader newspaper out today, and the Spanish traffic law changes is what's dominating the Leader. All the information you need to know about what's going to come into force affecting driving in Spain. You can check out that story on the website www.theleader.info. As for the UK papers, the Daily Express, lifestyle is key to beating dementia, they say. A healthy lifestyle does beat dementia, and the sooner people ditch bad habits, the better. As according to a leading expert on aging who has revealed the information over the course of the weekend, Professor John Gallagher said that a good diet, not smoking, taking exercise and limiting alcohol intake is the way forward. The Daily Mail, truth over corruption files police shredded. A secret memo has revealed the shocking truth behind a lorry load of anti-corruption files shredded by Scotland Yard. A summary of the files says investigators gathered evidence of wholesale criminal behaviour by trusted police officers. Very shocking story there. A British girl dead after shooting US policeman is another story that the Daily Mail are covering. The Daily Mirror, lone wolf terror threat to the Queen. Al-Qaeda attack fears is their dominating story. Whereas the Daily Star, go to Coronation Street, curry on Kev. Three in bed, coke rumps, but still Lavelle is told his job is safe. They say troubled Mike Lavelle has been told his future in Coronation Street is safe despite lurid claims he took part in a drug-fueled threesome. Bosses have vowed to stand by the star who plays Kevin Webster. The Daily Telegraph, keep troops in Europe, says former army chief, but even more important than that is the Prime Minister's wife in a onesie. Dominating the front page of the Daily Telegraph, a picture of the Prime Minister's wife in a sports relief onesie costume. It's all to do with sports relief, apparently, so it's raising money, so there is a good side to it. The Prime Minister's wife sports a onesie suit and deeply boppers as she takes part in a mile-long race for the sport relief charity in Oxford yesterday, is the accompanying story. Front page of The Guardian, Miliband told, don't play safe with manifesto. Ed Miliband is facing renewed questions about Labour's strategic direction today as a coalition of think tanks and party intellectuals urges him not to play safe by fighting the election with a manifesto aimed at exploiting conservative values. The Independent revealed Conservative peers' tax haven lobbying contract. A senior Conservative peer who denied that he'd ever lobbied MPs and peers on behalf of a Caribbean tax haven assigned a £12,000 a month contract that stated he would do so, an investigation for The Independent has revealed. The Sun, Ant and Decked, star and mum in a thug attack, and also the legend of Kylie, or more to the point, legging, because it's already Kylie, and there's a picture there of Kylie wearing a very skimpy frock and showing a bit of leg, which is perfectly fine and perfectly acceptable. If it was Miley Cyrus, everyone would be criticising, but because it's Kylie, then they're not. I don't mind either way, personally. But that pretty much rounds up the UK newspapers for this Monday morning. If you want to check them out yourself, have a look at the website, excitradio.com, where you can download them all to your computer, your tablet, or your mobile phone.
Excite Radio.